Good morning, good people. It is 20th November 2020. The readings are from Revelation chapter 10 verses 8 to 11 and the Gospel from Luke chapter 19 verses 45 to 48. Correlation between pain and joy is seen in bitter and sweet. Take it and eat. It will be bitter to your stomach but sweet. Revelation chapter 10 verse 10. The word of God is so sweet and joyful when we read, but when we apply it on our life, is bitter and painful. Life offers innumerable opportunities to taste God with the events, moments of life. God reveals to us through so many spectrums. Unless and until we do the personal inner cleaning of our sanctuaries, we will find it hard to listen and live the Word of God. However, challenging the Word of God be to us, there is a desperate need for application of it in our lives. The responsorial psalm praises, "Proclaim His marvelous deeds to all the nations." Psalm 96 verse 3. Christ cleanses the temple and redeems it back from those who did business with God's temple. There is an old saying, "Do not live in a city where there is no worship place." The exclusive space for us to experience God in silence and peace is the temple. During the time of Jesus, those who maintained the temple took the outer court meant for the Gentiles and gave it for the business and made it as marketplace. "My house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." Luke chapter 19 verse 46. Jesus cleansed the place of prayer on Palm Sunday. Jesus, being the prophet, took a stand against the intruders of God's temple, who not only desecrated the space and not allowed the people to come closer to God. We who consume the word need to be a prophet in our given situations. May the Lord grant us the courage to clean up our inner sanctuaries to experience God. Have a lovely day. God bless you.